They say you are who you hang with. It's no coincidence I want to hang with you. Rather than fall together in trouble, it's better in two. Sometimes it feels like a magnet. The way the crazy always sticks with its own kind. I don't be
everybody. Hope you're having a fabulous evening. Thanks for joining us here for Metaphysical Happy Hour. I am your host, Cassie Clayton.
And I'm the co-host, Tracy Escobar, also known as the Red Couch Medium.
Awesome. And so today we have a really amazing guest with us. Her name is Shelly Sanders. So Shelly could see, hear, and speak to spirit at a young age and is honored to serve spirit today, utilizing her gift to deliver messages from the other side. She teaches in in-person classes and online classes and is an expert in spirit communication. Shelly is certified advanced psychic medium through Lisa Williams International School of Spirit Development. She is also trained with international psychic medium Colby Rebel. So welcome, Shelly Sanders.
Hey, ladies. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so excited to have you. So, Shelly, friend, colleague, welcome to our show, Shelly.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be here.
Yay. So, we're going to kick off the show. So, for our listeners that you know, I've known Shelly, I think, since 2017. I was trying to go back and think. I think it was 2017 when we first met in LA. Not sure, but I think that's the date. But anyway, so we've known each other and we've actually worked together. God, like 3 years ago, we did a Halloween event together. So yes, we and Shelly go back a little ways. So we want to thank you so much for being on the show. Anytime we have a medium on the show, I get excited. Like I could talk for a whole hour just about mediumship. So thanks for being here.
Thanks. I am so excited to be here. And I think you are right around the dates. It's when we got to train together because we both went through the Lisa Williams training together. So yeah, it was just awesome.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm going to talk a little bit about development and training later on in the show. But first, what we always ask our mediums, like, and I think it's super important just so our listeners will know and people who are thinking about developing, I was different. I didn't have experience as a child, but I think you did. So your experiences came on early, yes?
Yes, they did. But, and you know, here's the thing. I didn't realize I was having an experience. I as a kid, there was a lot of adults around. And so spirit would sit down and talk to me. And for me at that time, I saw them solid and in color, just like you. So it was a tough time to tell the difference, like who's human and who's spirit. And so they would talk to me, and then when they were done, they would disappear. It was like no big deal, you know.
Really?
Like toys, yeah. But it wasn't an issue until my family brought it to my attention. And when my mom was like, "Shelly, who are you talking to?" And I'm like, "The lady." She's like, "What lady?" I'm like, "She's right here." She's like, "There's no lady there." Then I thought, "Oh, okay, something's different." Plus, I come from this religious background where I was raised Baptist. So my grandfather was afraid of anything he couldn't see. So he went to my parents and said, "If she doesn't stop talking to ghosts," and that's what he called them, "I can't visit you anymore." So, you know, super young parents, 24, 26, they could not afford to be away from the family. So they immediately shut that connection down. And spirit stayed away until I turned 14.
Really? So what was your earliest memory? How old were you, do you think?
I was four when they first
came in.
I was four. Mm-hmm.
So you say it shut down until you turned 14. And then what happened at 14?
So at 14, I was just in my mom's room where I wasn't supposed to be. I was playing in her makeup and in her perfume. And as I was leaving, I was headed towards the back of the house. And I saw just out of the corner of my eye, I saw a man. He was walking in the opposite direction. So I stopped and I looked. And he stopped and he looked at me and I was like, "Oh my goodness, the spirits are back." And so I ran to my parents and said, "The spirits are back, the spirits are back." And my mom just put her hand in her head and she was just like, "Oh no, not this again." So I realized that they weren't ready for it. So at that time I shut it down and then they stayed away until I turned 40.
Till you turn 40. Yeah. My whole beginning and everything started happening at 45. So I didn't have zero experiences until 45. So I feel like I missed out on so much. Right. But I think, do you think it's like when it's time, when you're ready, they come back?
I think when it's time, they come back. But, you know, the thing is, when they came back when I was 40, I was no longer used to that appearing and disappearing because okay. I got so used to the people got to get in their car, drive to your house, ring the doorbell, and you let them in. So when spirit would just appear in the house, it would scare me and I would just like scream because I wasn't expecting it. So we had okay. to like set boundaries like, okay, you need to announce yourself because I just can't walk around the corner and bump into you. Plus at that okay. point, I forgot how to communicate. So I had to start taking classes so I could relearn all over again.
Yeah, I want to talk about your journey with that too. But I also want to ask, because do they still appear the same way? Loud and proud? I always say loud and proud, but I have a theory. So I have a theory on that, but for you, do they still appear that way?
You know what? For me, they appear a little differently. So now when I see them, it's more in like a black or white or grayish type of okay. image that I see them. Okay. If I'm really relaxed and I'm not really paying attention, it kind of slip through where I might see them in color. So I've had an experience where I was on a flight with my niece and my stepmom. We were headed to Paris and I wanted a sandwich with a flight attendant. I saw her walk up towards the front and I'm like, oh, she should be coming back by now. And I kept waiting for her and I had this aisle seat. And then when I looked back, I was like, oh no, that was spirit that walked towards the front, you know, because the flight attendant is behind me. So the thing is, whenever I see them in color, like when they don't come back, I know that spirit because they just keep going. So occasionally I could get a little confused, but for the most part, I see them in black and white or kind of grayish color.
And physically, right? So not just in your mind's eye, but physically.
Well, and you know what? I think it's my mind's eye projecting them out because
okay.
this lady, she had a flight attendant outfit on and this is, so she was in spirit still working the plane. So
okay.
I think I just saw it through my third eye and saw her walking by.
Okay. I think that's important to distinguish because a lot of people especially baby mediums who are developing, they get so frustrated that they can't see physically. And I tell them that's really usually pretty rare to see physically. Right.
Right. Yeah.
It's usually in our mind's eye projecting it and making our mind think it's there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
At all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I want to talk about your development journey, because a lot of people come and I do a lot of readings and they have these gifts, but no one knows what to do with them. Like, how important do you think it is to develop?
Oh my goodness. It is so important to develop. So whenever I teach students, they're really raw. It's like they're natural, they're raw. They don't quite have that structure yet. So then their readings are, it's like, it's all over the place. And when you don't take the time to develop, what happens is you end up making your sitter do all the work. When you develop, you want to get to the point where you can say, either I have a man or I have a woman, and you want to work to where you can get the relationship. So if I can say, hey, look, I got grandma here. Now, you know, for sure I have grandma and you're not trying to figure out who I have, you know, because sometimes when you start describing someone, spirit can show you when they're younger, but when right. they pass away, they're really older. And so that can get kind of confusing. The other thing that I say, it's really important to go into personality, and that's when you want to lock in the link, because it's rare that two people have the same type of personality. And then you can start kind of playing with the other details. But when you say, oh, I see a sewing machine, and then she's showing me cooking, and then I see a wooden spoon, and oh, I'm seeing a dustpan. Well, I mean, those are just random things and they really don't mean anything. And now you're right. expecting your sitter to put it all together.
Okay, gotcha. No, I agree. What was your mediumship development journey? Like, who was your first teacher? Where did you start and where are you now?
So when I first started, it was really privately where I went to someone's home and where it was really, we're working more on the intuition. For me, the mediumship came in last. So when I started with the mediumship, that's when I went to Lisa Williams and I worked with her first psychically just to have that foundational piece. Before okay. we can even go into the mediumship part, because a lot of times we want to jump ahead and like, just want to do mediumship readings, but it's really important to understand that base, that foundation first of how to communicate. And then after going through Lisa's program, then I did a lot of training with Kobe, where I sat in on her development circles and mentored with her. And she like really called me on my stuff and just really helped me to step up my game. And then also working with Paul Jacobs, who's, you know, a medium that taught at Arthur Findlay College. And so just having amazing teachers, really strong teachers like that, they can really look at you, see where your weaknesses are, and then help to point it out and help to develop you so that you become stronger.
I agree. I agree. And so just so our listeners know, all three of us have trained under Colby. We're part of her downline. I want to say it's like karate. It's a part of a downline. Oh, that's so great, Shelley. Going back to like family, what does your family think now about what you do?
Well, you know, I still have some family members that are just a little like, really? I don't know about this. But, you know, but I have family that's also supportive. But, you know, the thing is whenever someone gets in trouble or if they have a question, they'll call me kind of like on a down low and they'll say, don't tell anyone that I'm calling you about this, but, you know, can you look into this? Can you connect with this person? And then I'll keep their secret. I'm like, okay, that's fine. You know, so not everyone's going to embrace it. That's, you know, that's my job. My job is to embrace it and to bring through readings for people and then to teach students how to get out there and then do readings for other people.
Yeah. Do you enjoy the teaching aspect?
Oh my God, I love the teaching. It is so much fun to watch them go from a caterpillar to a butterfly. And like, once they, like that light bulb turns on, like, oh my God, they got it. When that happens, that is just so rewarding. Like when they finally get out of their way and they stop being afraid of hearing the no and they just trust.
Trust.
That's the biggest piece for me.
Do you think that anybody who decided to embark on a mediumship journey could do it?
You know what? I say that it's not an easy journey. I'm going to say that. So when you embark on it, it's not something that you can really take lightly, because what it's going to do is it's going to kind of break you down in order to build you back up. Because whenever we're working with spirit, we got to work through our own issues first before we can help anybody else with their stuff. So don't think that you get to get out there and give all these readings and then and your house is a mess, because that is not going to work. Spirit is going to want you to be clean first before you can help anyone else.
That's what I tell people. I tell people it's a parallel journey between your own healing and mediumship. It's side by side. You can't do one without the other, right?
That is very so true. And then it's really important that you don't get your ego in a way, because it's like when you try to control it and try to control spirit, it's like one person dancing all by themselves. But you really need spirit as a partner, and you have to let them in. You have to trust the information that you get and that you'll actually get there.
Speaking of partners, has this affected relationships, your mediumship journey?
Absolutely.
Tell me about it.
I have to say that I was with the wrong people at the time, because I had someone, and when I did share with him that I was a medium, he said, I wish you didn't tell me that. I didn't want to know that. So you want to be with someone that is supportive of you and your journey. And that, but if you don't have that, it's going to be hard for you to develop, and then you can't be your true self. So it's just really important that whoever you're with supports you 100%. So now it's like, all right, you know, hey, I am a psychic and I'm a medium. No, I'm not going to read your mind. Yes, your friend is here, but I'm not going to bring them through, because I'm going to respect their time together. You know,
there you go. Yes. I love that. You know, a lot of people, and I just had a reading before we got on the show, and a lot of people don't want to own it, right? You don't want to own who you are because people think you're crazy. Like, at what point, because I know you and you work corporate America, at what point did you say, I'm just going to come out of the spiritual closet? I'm just going to do it. I don't care anymore.
Well, you know, you get to a point where you don't have a choice. It's like spirit is like, choose, is either one or the other. But I have to say, for myself personally, the more that I denied it, the more that it became painful for me, like to the point where it's like, I gotta express this outlet. I gotta let it out. because the corporate world could be so dense and so heavy. And so by me having spirit in my life, it actually lightens up things for me and it makes working in corporate bearable. Like I couldn't imagine my life without spirit. So I see a lot of people struggling and I think that they struggle because they don't have that balance of connecting with spirit and they're just trying to do everything by themselves.
That's what I say too. It's such a magical life that we live. It really is. And I feel bad for people who don't have that connection because it can be so, so beautiful and so magical. And it just brings in this, I don't know, sort of peace within us. I don't know. It's hard to explain to people, but, you know, I just love it.
I just got to say just quickly that there was a time where I actually resented my path because I had said to spirit, if I grew up in a family of mediums, my life would be so much easier because I would know how to communicate from a young age and I would be so confident. And so what spirit explained to me is if I had it that easy, then I wouldn't be able to relate to everyone whose mediumship came in later, whose family don't accept it. Like these are the people that I can help because it was my walk to walk. And so when they explained it that way, I was like, okay, I get it. You know, although that was painful and I did a lot of work in order to overcome it because my throat chakra actually shut down because I was so afraid to speak up and share about spirit. It was really tough for me to come out of the spiritual closet. So now when I see that in other people, like in clients and students, I can actually help them work through that.
Yeah, I think that's super, super important. What kind of classes do you teach? So beginner?
Yeah, I teach beginner and intermediate. So I do psychic and mediumship classes. So the thing is like I'll teach some steps and some skills and then we'll practice.
And then practice. And that's what you're doing. Yeah. I love it. Thanks so much, Shelly. You're just always a pleasure to talk to you. I think we're going to take a little bit of questions from my TikTok family. Okay. So let's put our psychic head on. We're going to just, they've asked tons of questions. And so we're going to kind of do some speed answering. And some of all these right. are general. Okay. So I think by giving readings to people, other people can just kind of learn from it. Right.
Right.
I have a lady on here. Let me see if I can find her comment. And this will just be a general one because I think it's just important for us to just answer some general questions. She asked that, is my mom around me? Number one. And if so, is she proud of the choices I've made? Right. And so what would you say to someone who came to you with that kind of a question, Shelly?
Well, I would say that, you know, our loved ones are always around us. And the part about being proud on the choices, you got to think that when they go to the other side, there's no judgment. All of the judgments, it's here. So they're happy whether we misstep or make a correct step. As long as we're stepping, they're excited because we're living and we're having an experience.
I think that's a beautiful answer. I agree 100%. Here's another one. Will my depression ever get better? From It's the Kelly Girl. Will my depression ever get better?
What would you say? So the thing is with the depression, like, is it, I would love to know a little bit more about it. Is it depression because there's a loved one that's on the other side? Or is it kind of a depression because things haven't quite lined up the way that she wanted them to?
That's what I'm feeling it is. That things just haven't lined up, right?
Yeah. So I think the thing is, and you know, and I've experienced depression. We all have because we're all human where things just seem like they fall apart. The thing is it's the faith and the trust and it's to keep moving forward and then doing things that bring your energy up because, you know, it's something sometimes as simple as just cleaning an area of the house so that you feel better and getting organized. And as you start to feel better, you start doing more things that kind of pull you out of that and brings you up into a higher vibration.
That's what I try to teach them too. You've got to raise your vibration. If you stay stuck, you're going to attract all the lower vibrational things. And I think you have to choose each day to work towards being happy and work towards peace and work towards the things that are keeping you stuck there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because our answers are there. We just can't get it if we're so stuck and we can't get out of bed or we can't get out of our PJs. Like, you know, get up, take a shower, get outside, get some sun, get some air, you know, kind of clear out, you know, all of that negativity that's going on in your head and just write it down and get it on paper and get it out of your mind.
Get it out of your mind. That's what I say too. Yeah. So Justin, go ahead.
I was just going to add that, just add on to that. It's like, cause I, you know, over the last couple of years, I've been on my own kind of healing journey, and it's like, things are actually starting to get to the point where it's starting to flow and things are really good. And it's like, but it did not happen overnight, and it certainly didn't happen without a lot of work. And so, definitely. It is work, but it's worth it.
Yes, it is.
It's worth it if you work it. That's what it is, right?
Exactly.
You got to work your steps and do it. So Just Jen 1249. So here she says, I lost my husband on July 31st of 20. After he passed, a couple of weeks after, I was talking out loud to him. The next day, I heard one of our songs playing, a very specific part of the song from the car driving by. Was it him? It's not a really popular song. It was one of ours, though. So what do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. And look at him go. We're bringing through that type of evidence that's not even easy to bring by. I love it when spirit does that. And as long as we stay open to it, you'll see more and more signs that he's always around.
I agree. Open your awareness. Spirit is so intelligent. And I think that's what Paul Jacobs teaches, like how intelligent spirit, like they can make crazy things happen. That's just the intelligence around it. So I would definitely believe that was your husband trying to get you a message that he's okay, for sure. For sure. Let's see if we can find another one. It's hard with TikTok because their names are so crazy. I can't even understand some of them. Just Jackie, will I overcome my health issues that I've been having this year? Thanks. I'm going to use the pendulum for that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to use a pendulum. Will Jackie overcome her health issues that she's having this year? And I get yes, Jackie. I think they're going to find out what's going on with you. And I think they're going to narrow focus in on it and help get you on the right path to healing. That's what I really think. What do you think, Shelly?
Yeah. And as you were doing that, I was hearing Clara audibly is to stay on top of it, to stay on top of the doctors. So because they're missing something that's simple. And by you staying on top of them, it'll be easier for them to get that answer, to find out exactly what's going on.
I agree 100%. Now, here's one that we get a lot, and I want to hear your take on it. So a lot of people on TikTok, they always ask me, is there a person that's going to come into my life, or where is my soulmate going to come in? How do you address those questions, Shelly?
I address it as, you know, I redirect it back to them. Are you ready for them? Are you making space for them? How do you feel about yourself? Because if you don't feel worthy and deserving, then you're not going to attract that right person to you. You're going to, you know, if you're just kind of going for someone just to have them, you're going to get the wrong person. And so you really want to tune into your own clairs to start getting your own information. Because the last person I was with, I clearly heard he's not the one. Do you think I listened?
No. None of us do.
I'm like, hey, I'm getting ready to turn 50. I'm not going to go to my party without a date. Yeah. Bringing him along. And it took me about 6 months to get rid of him. So, you know, it's like you want to listen. Like when you're getting that guidance, because you'll push your timeline further if you're not aware and listening to the guidance that you get. You'll know when they're getting close.
And I say, make sure you've gone on your own healing journey, because you don't want to continue to repeat patterns over and over and over. So I really go within, spend some time alone and figure out really who you are. And then I manifest, put it on paper, put what you're looking for so that you can attract the right one that's meant for you. We don't want any more projects. We don't want to fix anybody. We don't want to change anybody anymore, right? We want them to be the right match and then to fit. And so I think as you're raising your vibration, it has to happen and they'll come into your life too. So I'm a big vibration person.
Can I add something on that one?
Yes.
One of the things I did a couple years ago is I actually had sat down and said, these are the types of people that I kind of went through that my own process on that. And it wasn't for dating. It was just in general. These are the people that these are the types of people I want in my life. I want people with integrity. I want people with who are stable. And my whole circle of people over the last couple of years has completely shifted. I was actually in a reading not too long ago, and they were like, I think you've gotten all the toxic out of your life. And I was like, I am blown away by the people that are in my life right now.
Right.
My circle of people are like, I could not have put that those people there.
And it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it really, again, it's like, it's intention, but it's also doing the work so that you actually match those people that you want to bring in.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay. We have time for one more question. Yes. From TikTok. Let's see if I can find one. Everybody, is that the one I'm supposed to be with? And that's so crazy. That's the one question everybody wants to know. And again, a lot of times, is the person I'm with now the one I'm meant to be with? Well, he's the one meant for you right now and the lessons you need to learn for right now. So yes, right now.
There's also a part of you that really knows on the inside. Like if you really sit you with too. It, you know if that person
you
is
right know.
Or not. And you
right.
know.
That's what I say. If you're asking me, then you don't know. Right? Yeah. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. I have Brianna B811, am I on the right path? So those are always interesting. Am I on the right path?
You know what? What I get as I'm feeling into this, I get that there's some hesitation and some avoidance. I get that kind of part in and part out and just kind of looking for that confirmation to keep going. So I really get that there's some self-confidence there. Yeah. And that if she really goes for it, that she can really do big things. But I feel like she's holding back.
I do too. And I pulled a card and it's the strength card. You are stronger than you think and more powerful than you even believe. So it's time to gain your confidence and create a mantra and talk to yourself and tell yourself over and over and over till you believe it. Right. And then commit. Yeah. Go for it.
Right. Yeah. It's that getting into action. That's the part. If you wait too long, it'll stop you. So one of the things that I like is Mel Robbins, her 5 seconds. I don't know if you guys heard her do a talk on this, but she said it's like a thinking of a rocket ship. So you count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you get up and you do the thing. Don't count up because it's going to take you too long to do it.
It is. And then I read a book one time and it's really interesting. A lot of the inspiration and thoughts that we get are spirit driven, even though we don't understand it and we don't know it. Right. And so if you get a thought and you get an inspiration, I say, go do it. Right. That in the book, it says when you don't do it, it hops to the next person. It's going to find the person to do it. Spirits work. Spirits will. It's a hopper. Right.
Yes.
So if you overthink it and you take too long, someone else is going to come up with the idea. Someone else is going
to
do it.
Right. And when I get to the other side and the question is asked, did you do everything that you're supposed to? I'm going to be like, I got there 90%. Like, you know, I'm going to make sure that I did it.
Yes. Yes. So Shelly, as we wrap up this part of the show, because we're going to bring on our special guest and we're actually going to do a live on air mediumship reading. But I wanted to ask you, what's the one, just one piece of advice you give a baby medium? Just one.
Well, I would say have fun with it and don't be too hard on yourself and that you'll grow naturally over time. Don't try to do it all at once.
I agree. I would say don't compare yourself to others. Everybody's on a different journey and a different timing and you will get there. I promise you, you'll get there.
Yes.
I promise. You're going to get there.
Kicking and screaming, but you'll get there.
You're going to get there. Well, we have our guest. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, keep doing the work and don't give up.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
That's it too. Don't give up. Like if we would have given up in our year one, we wouldn't, we have a podcast now. I have a book coming out. Like there's so much momentum that's going, right?
Yes.
But if I would have left that first class or whatever, the ones that I left crying, and if I would have stopped, right, none of this would be happening. So you just get up the very next day.
That's right. There's so many lives that you've touched that you wouldn't have been able to touch had you stopped.
Exactly. So you just keep going. You don't give up. If you want it bad enough, you just don't give up, right?
That's right.
All right. Let's bring on our special guest, Denise Janet from Illinois. Come on up. Hello.
Hi, Denise.
Welcome, hi, Denise. So you're on mute, so let's take you off of mute. Oh.
Denise, you want to unmute your mic?
There you go.
There you go.
Yay! So welcome to our show, Metaphysical Happy Hour. So lucky you have two mediums, well, three. Mm-hmm. Cassie's an aspiring medium too, so she can tap in as well. But we're going to try and tap into one of your loved ones, maybe a couple. Who knows what's going to happen? So open mind. Think of everybody you have in the spirit world and invite them in today, and let's see what happens. Sound good? All right, Shelly, I'm going to connect. You're going to connect? Let's connect.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I'm going to go right off the bat because I have a woman stepping in. So I have a female who's coming through, and I feel like there was an illness, a sickness, and she had a super decline in health. She feels a little bit older to me, so I feel like she would have lived to an elderly age. Does that make any sense around a lady that you would know?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Is this grandmother to you?
No, that's my mom.
Mom. Okay. I wasn't sure. Because she comes through older. Was she an older mom for you?
Yeah.
Okay, because she seems a little older to me, so that's why I went with grandmother. But now with cancer,
did her? COPD.
COPD. What about June and July? Any June and July connection? Any birthdays, anniversaries, death dates in June or July?
My birthday's in July. Her death date's in July.
Okay. So when I got cancer, sometimes for me, it's either a sickness of cancer or they're trying to get me to the June and July, like a cancer sign, right? Are you a cancer sign?
Yes.
Okay. So I have your mom coming through, right? Shelly, you got anything? I'll let you.
Yeah. It's amazing you brought her through, because I was feeling that too. I was feeling a woman that was stepping through. Now, when she came through, she actually showed me an image of a loaf of bread. So for me, it just lets me know that. So would that make sense that mom, I feel like with her that she would have worked with her hands. So would that make sense of her maybe baking or kneading? Because I've seen this image of this bread of her cooking. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Was mom pretty good cook? Would she have baked, cooked from scratch? More of a scratch? Yeah, because I'm seeing this loaf of bread, and it's not like a regular loaf that's like in a grocery store. It's like that rounded loaf, like before the slices slice. Yeah. So I know that she would have been good with her hands, and she gives me the sense that that people would have really enjoyed being in the house, that they would have liked coming over and they would have liked hanging out. Girl, I just feel like that she was someone that can give advice and opinions. Would this make sense? And it's like everyone comes over and we're gonna talk. And even if you don't want to hear it, I feel like I can lean in. It's like, well, girl, I'm gonna tell you anyway, whether you like it or not.
I feel like she could do this too. Like she could hold her own in a conversation for sure.
Yes.
She had a little tough personality.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah. So, keep going, Tracy.
No, because she just shakes her finger at me too. So I just know, although she loves you and loved family, and family was so important to me, she was a tough lady. Like, I don't know. She kept people in line. Does that make any sense around her?
Well, yes.
Yeah. I could keep people in line. I also feel like, could I make a dollar stretch? Do you know what that means? Like, was she thrifty? Could she make $1 stretch a whole lot of ways? Let's talk about that. It's a no. It's okay. It's a no. Then I got to talk about why she's bringing up money, because there has to be something around money. Okay. Would you understand there's a money connection with her that she wants to talk about? Do you find dimes? Do you find pennies? Do you find change? You find pennies. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think that's probably what she's getting. So just know, I think that those pennies are from her. So if you're finding things over and over and over, just know that that's them trying to get a message to you that they're okay. Okay. All right. You got anything else, Shelly?
Yeah. With her, I also feel confidence. I feel like she was a confident woman. Would that make sense to you? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that she would instill confidence in you, that she would talk to you in a way of being able to hold your head up high, don't let people take advantage of you or run over you. And I feel like she's coming through to say that maybe your confidence has dipped a little bit, and she just kind of wants to remind you that even though I'm not here, I got your back. So she definitely comes across as a person that has people's back, and definitely someone for the underdog. So if there was anything going on within the family, I feel like she would be the one like, where are they? I'm going to go talk. I'm going to straighten this out is what she gives me. Like, you know, this is the person we go to when we're not quite confident enough. So we'll go to her for our strength, and then she'll make sure that it's done. So I really get this sense is why she keeps bringing through confidence, is she wants to remind you of who you are, and she doesn't want you to back down, and she wants you to remember to hold your head up high, and you're stronger than you think is really what she's coming through with. Okay.
More powerful than you believe, right? She wants to thank people for honoring her too. Mm-hmm. I think people have honored her in a special way, and I feel like I need to say thank you. Anybody getting a tattoo or any tattoo? I keep seeing an angel wing, so I don't know if someone's thinking of getting something in the angel wings or.
I'm actually going to be getting a tattoo for her.
Okay. All right. So just know that she comes through saying thank you. Like, thank you for honoring me. Thank you for loving me.
Beautiful.
How many kids are there of you guys? How many are there?
I've got three sisters and two brothers.
Okay. Because I kept getting the three, but I didn't think that that was all of them. So big shout out to the sisters, right? Are you guys super? I feel like there's a closeness between all of you.
Yes. There was.
There was. So I think that's what mom would want to say. Like, it's time to bring everybody back together. Okay. Mm-hmm. So take that for what it is. That's what mom would have wanted, right? Just to everybody be each other's back and have each other's back, and family over everything. Nothing else matters, but family, right? Family. And she says, yes, get that tattoo. Get the tattoo from her. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I want to go through the throat. So what there have been, she had a tough time talking towards the end with this have happened, because I kind of get that. And I also want to go to I feel like a necklace. So, you know, would someone have a necklace of hers, or would there be a necklace that people are thinking about getting in honor of her?
I have a necklace of hers.
You have a necklace of hers. Okay, thank you. Because she puts my hand right here, as you know, to let me know about the necklace. And she wants you to know that she knows about the necklace. Okay.
Aww.
Yeah. So she just wants you to know that she does know about it. Would there chance be like a heart associated with it, or?
It's a
heart necklace.
Yeah.
Okay, because she gets me that too. So see, I don't know anything about this. I can't see your necklace, but she's just confirming just to say, you know, it's really me that you doubt. I get that she's around you. You talk to her. You're wondering. You're like, can you really hear me? I need a better sign. So I feel like that was just a really good sign for you. And she just keeps my hand right here that I don't know if you asked her to mention the heart necklace, but she was just bringing through that necklace. So she just wants you to know, okay? Yeah.
There's a necklace that she would always wear.
Okay.
And it was a heart with diamonds.
Okay. Fantastic. So she just wants you to know, just keep validating that she is around. She hears you talking, and she's with you. Okay.
All the time. And she's with another man. So I have a man kind of hanging out here too. He's been hanging. Who is that to him? Her? Is that your dad?
Might be my dad.
I think it's your dad. Yeah. It feels like your dad to me. So she said, don't worry. We're fine. He's here. Right. And I feel like she would have passed after him. Yes.
She passed before him.
Okay. Yeah. Cause they're fine. They're bickering a little bit back and forth. So is that how they would have been in life? They're like just kind of bickering at each other back and forth. No, I did it first. He was. So I love them. They're having a good time. Right.
Yeah.
They are. And I'm going back like a tennis ball. They're like, so they're the same as they were living, and they're reunited again. Okay. A lot of love too from both of them. Losing both parents is really, really difficult. Okay. But I hope you find comfort in knowing that they're around. And if you open up yourself, you can see the signs, right? That they're everywhere. Your dad don't know, he's telling me to sit up straight. So I like, I don't know. He was a great man too. So I don't know. I have this proper piece about him. So I'm just going to sit up straight and talk to him for a minute, but a lot of love coming from him too. So get the family back together. Okay. I think that's the big message coming from them both today. Okay. Nothing else matters. All the little stuff doesn't matter. You got anything else, Shelly?
You know, I just feel like as they're together, they kind of feel like a comical team. Like they were kind of funny together, like the, as far as they're going back and forth. Mm-hmm. I feel like they've known each other for a long time, but they have known each other like since school, like earlier, like high school or early 20s. I feel like they've known each other for a long time.
Early 20s. Yeah.
Early 20s.
Yeah.
Early 20s. A lot of history. Yeah, I just feel like there's. Yeah, definitely. I can feel that. And that they can almost finish each other's words or sentences. Like they just were just around each other that much, kind of just that back and mm-hmm. forth, kind of like what Tracy was saying, like that tennis ball back and forth. But it was fun. Yeah. It just felt like a fun, like they were a fun couple. They're funny and they were a lot of fun to be around. And I feel like they would have definitely partied together. So would that make sense that there was like some partying going on with them when they were younger?
When they were younger, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling that party vibe. Like we still got it.
They come through like they're younger to me, to be honest with you. I think they're coming through like those were the times of our life, right? Like they had some good times. And I'm feeling even there's a music connection. So I don't know if there was music tied to your dad or did they enjoy music? I just keep feeling like I'm hearing music in the background. Anything to do with music? Do you hear song lyrics and think of him?
Well, but years ago, he used to be able to sing really well.
Okay. So that's where the music connection is coming from. Cause I just feel like there's this music in the background, right? So he's still singing in heaven, right? That's what they do. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. What a ladies man. I just feel like he was a good looking man. Does that make? And he's glad that he could make you laugh today. So I know you were probably nervous about being on today, nervous about what was going to happen because you've never had a reading before. Mm-hmm. And then you are surrounded by so much loss, but just know that, you know, they wanted to show up for you today, right?
Yeah. Lots of love for you. Absolutely.
Lots of love.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely hang in there.
Hang in there. Yeah. Yeah.
And I did actually just go ahead and pull a card for you. And one of the, so the card that I got is peridot, and a lot of the properties that are around the peridot is the breaking free of like the cycles, like so the cycles that are not as positive for you all. So like and I think that this has to do with bringing the family back, the what they were saying about bringing the family back together, and it's time of getting out of that cycle of not doing that, breaking that pattern. And because there's a lot of blessings that are coming that your way in being able to overcome that. Peridot is also a stone of like, it's happiness, it's abundance. It's one of those things that like, it really is like, it kind of holds that energy. So I think that, you know, working on bringing that family connection back in, and it's going to really help you.
Yeah, I agree. And also whatever, I don't know, your dad's speaking up again. Don't sweat the small stuff is what he's saying. Don't sweat the small stuff. Okay. Sweat the small stuff. I feel like changes are happening and things are kind of going on with you. And he's like, don't sweat the small stuff. Okay. Only focus on the things that you can control. And whatever it is that you can't control, you know, don't sweat it. Okay. All right. Any last minute message, Shelly?
I was just getting this really strong hit on education. So are you thinking about going back to school, or were you talking about going back to school? Yes.
I dropped out of school in 9th grade, and I just recently got my high school diploma.
Okay.
And my dad made me promise.
Yes.
My dad made me promise him to finish school.
And you did it.
Yes.
Okay. So congratulations. Yeah.
So just validating that they know, because they just made me say education and they kept saying it. So I'm like, I'm trusting it. I'm going to say it.
You got to say it.
You kept your word, and he's proud of you. Okay.
Thank you.
Very proud. All right. That was beautiful. Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So
thank you, Denise.
Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for allowing us to connect. Right. Thank you. Shelly, where can people find you?
MediumShellySanders.com.
MediumShellySanders.com. So if anybody's looking for a reading, Shelly's on the West Coast. Yes. California. Yes. Make sure I get my coast right. Shelly's on the West Coast. So book with Shelly. And yeah, thanks, Denise. So I have to just ask, because this is your very first mediumship reading. What did you think? Do you feel the connection? Did you feel like they were here?
Yes. And last maybe 3 days or so, I've been having just a lot of problems, and I've felt them around for the last couple of days.
Good. Good.
Yeah. I am completely blown away.
Good. A reading can be so healing, right? It can change a life. It really, really, really can. Right. So for the rest of this week, I want you to be super aware of your surroundings, super aware of things that are repeating itself. They want to show you that they're really, truly just a thought away. That's it. And it's important that you guys just know that, so you can feel their comfort. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of love to you. So Cassie, where can people find you, Miss Cassie?
I'm the owner of Stargazers Unite, and people can find me on my website, stargazersunite.com, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, stargazers.unite.
Yay. And then I'm the Right Catch Medium. I'm the Right Catch Medium. So you can find me on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I have a website all under the Red Couch Medium. And that's it. We're going to close the show. Thank you so much, Denise, for being on today. We appreciate you. Shelly, always a pleasure. We need to do something again together. It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. With that, we'll close the show and we'll say good night. So good night, everybody. Good night.
Good people now. Good people now. Good people.